time are they starting?
10:45 downstairs.
Yeah, okay, let's make a start. I'm a papa. I support Gnuba Loy Gutwacha Bishabas Chayyab. Kind of Chayyab Gneva Kayyab Shiyab with the Easter Shabbos. That's basically the same memory that we had before in Rabbah. I support Shula Loy Gutwacha Bishabas, but if it was a Pur Shula and he was Tevechid on Shabbos, then already there is Kimli Bidavine. So there is the Gisa over here. Rashi rejects the Gisa. We have the same Gemara, but Kamen Rashi brings it that one of his Rabbeim had this Gersa. I forget which one of his Rabbeim, maybe Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. Rashi doesn't understand this Gersa. Shem ein gneva ein tvicha ve'en mechira. That Gersa implies that there's a nidin here of Dalet Vehei also. It's not only a nidin of Keren, it's a nidin of Dalet Vehei. But since there's no Keren, there's no Dalet Vehei also. So Rashi asks, what Dalet Vehei? He's a shoyl, he's not a ganav. Dalet Vehei is by a ganav. A shoymer is a shalech yadin pikodin, he's not chayav Dalet Vehei. Even if he shechs the pikodin, he's not chayav Dalet Vehei. So Rashi doesn't understand how there could be a... Rashi rejects this Gersa. The Maestro Rama had the Gersa. The Rama says, the Rama brings a Salacha, the Rama passes a Papa Salacha. The Rama says, Ha'isa Parashuloi, Tovcha Derech Gneva, the Shabbos, Potter, Shem En Gneva, En Ficha Vein Mechira. So the Rama had this Gersa. The Rama somehow seems to try, explains Rashi's problem. Why should there be a Chiyav Tovcha Mocha? He's only a Shul, he's not a Ganim. So the Ram says he was Tevechid Derech Gneva. Okay, so it's not clear what that means. What does it mean he was Tevechid Derech Gneva? I don't know. Anyway, that's a separate mitzvah. That's not for now. I'm just flagging to know that the gifts that Rashi rejects, the Rambam had. Okay, so our Papa seems to be straightforward. By Gneva, the Chiyuv Keren was B'shas HaGneva, so he was ready in his Chayyab before he was Tevechid. By She'ela, there was no Chiyuv Keren until he was Tevechid. So Me'el is Kimlev the Rabbinah. Amalei Avacha Beit Rav LeRavashi. Rav Papa Parah Asa Lashminon. What was he Moisef and Rabba? The only difference between Rav Papa's member and Rabba's member is that Rabba talked about a Gdi and Rav Papa talks about a Parah. So what's the Yisofa? Amalei Rav Papa Shulu Asa Lashminon. The Chiddush is not in the Reish of Rav Papa, but in the Sefer of Rav Papa. Rav Papa's Alach of Gneva is just a Reish of Rabba. The Chiddush of Rabba is that of Rav Papa is that by She'ela it's different. By She'ela, he's taka potter. Why is that a chiddush? Because salka daita chamino, I might have thought. Hoyel domer a papa mishas mishichud is chayav libin bezaniseh. Hachanami mishas she'el is chayav bezaniseh. Just like a papa says by the sugi of chaysim pipar, from his yitzarek aleph, that the chi of mezaniseh is chayav bezaniseh mishichud. He borrowed a parah and he didn't allow it to be. While it was dosh, he was chasing it, so he has to pay the bailiff for the mezonis that he was master of the parah, but he didn't give the parah. So the Gemara over there asks, how could he be chayiv? That's the Gemara. We saw the Gemara many times. The Gemara says, chasing the parah, loike mishalim. He's loike for leisachsev, and he's mishalim for the food that he didn't give the parah. So the Gemara says, how could he be loike mishalim? What happened to Beir Shosai? The Gemara says, there are a few terutzim advices on the mayor, and Rava says, Estin al Sator, Filu Balima, he's chayiv al Tisadei Shemayim. And Rav Papa says, no kash at all, the chiyuv are not simultaneous. The chiyuv of Malkus is when he was b'shas chasima. The chiyuv of Mezoinis was b'shas she'elo. B'shas Mashiach is chayiv Mezoinis el. So the Gemara over here says, so I might have thought, that's the chiddush over here, I might have thought, the same way Rav Papa over there says, b'shas Mashiach is chayiv Mezoinis el. So Charami, b'shas she'elo is chayiv Mezoinis el. So therefore, Rav Papa has to teach me that it's not true. We don't say b'shas she'elo is chayiv there. The chiyuv Mezoinis is only b'shas Misa. Kamash Malon. Then we'll see in a second in the Hemshech that it's two Lashonis in Rava. This Chiddush of Rapapa, that the Chiyuv Vayinsin is Chal B'Shas Miso and not B'Shas She'ela, is really Machlokes the Lishnakam and Lishnabas in Rava. Lishnakam and Rava, we'll leave it inside in a second. But Lishnakam and Rava holds not like Rapapa, the Chiyuv is Taka B'Shas Mashicha, and the Lishnabas and Rava holds like Rapapa that the Chiyuv B'Shas is B'Shas Miso. Yeah, it's good to have some mnemonic in your mind just to keep track of who holds what. You know, Lishna Kama is Mishas Mashiach, Lishna Bas is Mishas Miso, Rav Papa is Mishas Miso. Just to make sure that you don't have to. I always find that useful. Just to have some mnemonic. You know, the Lishna Kama is before the Lishna Basra, Mashiach is before the Misa. So just not to get confused. So it's not so clear in the Gemara. What's the Nekudas HaSafak over here? You know, what is this Tali? Is the Chiyuv Ayin Sin Mishas Mashicha when he was Mishayev? Is the Chiyuv Ayin Sin Chal Mishas Misa? Not clear. We'll have to think about it going to, as we go along. But what's the Nekudas HaMachalikis over here? And it's also Mashmi Gemara that it has a certain linkage to the issue of when the Chiyuv Mizaynus happens. The Pashat HaMashmais in the Gemara is that if by Mizaynus you would hold not like a Papa and the Chiyuv Mizaynus would be Vishas Chasima, then there'd be nothing to talk about by Aynus. There wouldn't be a Chiddush by Aynus. But if the Chiyuv Mizaynus is Vishas Chasima, then the Chiyuv Mizaynus is Vishas Misa for sure. So only because our Papa holds the Chiyuv Mizaynus is Vishas Mashicha. That's why there's a mokum to think, there's a mokum for a salka daitach that maybe the Chiyuv Ayin Sin is also Vishas Mashicha, and our Papa has to tell me a kamashvala. That's the simple, whatever that, it's sorry, a little bit hard to understand the linkage, but that's the mashmaos in the Gemara. It's only because our Papa holds that Mishas Mashicha is Chayav V'Ayin Seho. So that's why there's a Havamina that Hochanami, I should say, Mishas Mashicha is Chayav V'Ayin Seho, and our Papa has to tell me kamashvala. But if Rapapa had not held, Mishas Mashicha is Chayav Mizaynus, had Rapapa held that the Chiyuv Mizaynus is Chal Mishas Chasima, then it would have gone without saying. That's the Gemara says in Pesach. Then it would have gone without saying. I wouldn't need the Kamash Blanc. Then I would understand on my own that the Chiyuv Mizaynus is also Mishas Misa. That's what it sounds like. That the Gemara seems to say that. Yes, that needs a little bit of Havana. I'm not quite sure I understand that. Why is that? Why are these related issues? Somehow, it's a double portion that if the chi of mezaynus is b'shas mashicha, then yes, lodim with about the chi of aynus. But if the chi of mezaynus is b'shas chasimah, then there's nothing to talk about. Then about the chi of aynus is b'shas misutim. That's what the Gemara says. I'm not telling why that should be so, but it says b'feresh l'chayr in this Gemara. Maybe I should. I'll mention just a food for thought. The chayra, it opens up a question in the cheshbon asugya. Because who are the chalkim over there in our papa? Who over there in that sugya holds that mishas that the chiyuv mizaynus is b'shas chasima? Abayin Rava. Chayra, that's the cheshbon. The Gemara is a kasha. How could you be loikim mishalim? How could you be chayra for the? How could you be loikim mishalim? Placing the pores loikim mishalim. So the Gemara says, how can you be loikim mishalim? At the moment that he became Chayiv Malkus, b'shas chasima, he became the Chiyuv Mizaynus and the Chiyuv Malkus happened at the same time. What happened to Kedei Rishosai? So Abayin Rava, they assume that that's the they. So the premise of the Gemara is that the Chiyuv Mizaynus is Chal b'shas to when he's over leisachse. Abayin Rava buy into that premise. So they have local teyutzim. Abayin says, how many Rav Meir? Rava says, Esten Asotero Afilu Balimoy. Then our Pup says the premise is wrong. The Chiyuv Mizaynus is not b'shas chasima. The Chiyuv Mizaynus is b'shas mashicha. But apparently Abayin Rava held the Chiyuv Mizaynus is when? B'shas Chasima. So if the Chiyuv Mizaynus is B'shas Chasima, so the Chiyuv Ayin Sin Alachas Kama V'chama has to be when? B'shas Misa. That's what it says in Agama. The issues are linked. So what's the kasha? Right, we're in Rava, we have to start in Rava. The Lishna Bas, the Lishna Kama in Rava holds that the Chiyuv Ayin Sin is B'shas Mashicha. How does that stem? Rava over there in Bava Metzia holds that the Chiyuv Mizaynus is b'shas chasima. That's an interesting kasha. Again, we don't understand anything. You know, it's like that any havan at all. We don't understand why the issues are connected altogether. We don't understand the mokam asafik. But just in the pasha the cheshbon asugya, something over here doesn't seem to work out. So again, I'm not sure this is going to be a major issue in our discussion of this sugya. We'll see going along, but. Could be that it's totally just Haskalah's Zor. But anyway, remember the Chiyuv, why is he talking Chayuv to pay when he's chasing the par? Why is he Chayuv to pay for the food that the par didn't eat? Fine, he was overly Saxon. Why is he Chayuv to pay the Gemara gives us an amount how much he has to pay, whatever the par would have eaten. Where does that chiyuv come from?
Taisus and Makkos sounded like it was from the pasuk.
Right, very good. Taisus and Makkos and Rabban and Makkos, they say this says that the chiyuv to pay the mezainis is it comes from the lav of leisachsim shabadisha. Based on what the following, the Mishnah says in Makis, the idem anu. Well, these are sugyas that we learned very well. The Mishnah says in Makis, idem anu mishleim shuchayv lechaderi masayim zuz. So the Meir says loikum mishalom. Why? What does the Meir say? Shalei Hashem mivili de Makis mivili de tashlumin. The chomer mikol mishalom loikum. So what does that mean? Shalei Hashem mivili de Makis mivili de tashlumin. Says Rashi, the pasuk that's mechayev Makis is not the pasuk that's mechayev tashlumin. The Makis is for leisane. And the tashlumin is for vasisim like kashizomam. So it's suited from sukkim. So Rameh says, since it's suited from sukkim, there's no problem if they're shasay. Asks Taisus that if according to that, it's mashma, the way Rashi's learning, that had they come from the same pasuk, had the chiyam malchus and the chiyam mamun come from the same pasuk, then Rameh would concede that you can't be like you mashalim. Like Taisus, chaisim pipara, the malchus and the mamun come from the same pasuk. The malchus comes from leisachsim, and the mamun comes from leisachsim. And yet Abai says, how many Rameiri, that the teretz for the problem of Kneir Shosu over there is that it's going like Rameir, that you like him Mishalim. How can it be? Rameir only says you like him Mishalim when it's two different psukim. Here it's one posuk of Leisachsim Shavadisha. That's Taisus' Hasoga. And Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi Pshat in that Mishnah. But at the point, that's Taisus' Kasha and Rashi. The Ramban has the same Kasha over there. So we spoke through at the time. What does Taisus mean? The Chir Mizainis comes from Leisachsim Shavadisha. This comes from the Tanoya Shela, like our Papa says, Mishas Mishicha, Chayv Mizonisel. The Tanoya Shela, where he's going to give Mizonis to the par. Maybe, maximum, you could say that. How do I know? They didn't say anything about Mizonis when they made up the deal. You know, when the Shoyal made up the deal with the Mashal, he didn't say he's going to give food to the par. Maybe he wasn't planning to give it supper. He'll send it home before supper. So that you could say, no, since everybody knows, L'sachum Shabbatishoy, so they understood that they was going to be eating while it's threshing, while it's being dosh. But still, it's not like Sachsim Shavadisha, it's Mechayev and Mizoinis. The Chayev Mizoinis is from the Tanoya Shaila. It's Mukhina Papa, Mishas, Mishich is Chayev and Sel. So I said at the time, apparently Taisus holds that's Gufa the Machlekes over there, that's Sugi. Abai Nova held that the Chayev Mizoinis is not from the Tanoya Shaila. Maybe if they don't speak out anything about Mizoinis, it's not, we don't see that he guaranteed the Mizoinis in the Shaila. The Chayev Mizoinis comes from Sachsim Shavadisha. That Rabbi Nova held that like Sachsim Shabbadishoy, or Taisus held like Sachsim Shabbadishoy, besides being a lav, besides being an Isidic alav, it's also the Torah is Mechadish Achiv of Mammon, copy the Bailam of the Shor. Like Sachsim Shabbadishoy is it's also an Isser, even in your own Shor. There's a lav of like Sachsim Shabbadishoy, that's not a Mammonistic Adin. But it also says in this Pasuk of like Sachsim Shabbadishoy, some Mammonistic Adin. That when you borrow a shor and you're dosh with it, you're mechuyif to give him his oinus. So a din is the kachiyav, copy the bialim of the shor. So now the Taisus says, so the chiyav malchus and the chiyav mamon come out of the same pasuk. But that's what I'm not Rapapa. Rapapa says, Mishas Mashiach is chayav minus anisav. I don't Rapapa's answering that maybe Rapapa agrees to that, but he says, in addition, there's also a chiyav in the Tanoya Shaila. So l'fi that Taisus comes out. But the Machlokes Rav and Rapapa is not necessarily when you have a in Dina Sheila. The Machlokes Abai and Rapapa, the Machlokes Rav and Rapapa over there is in the particular case of somebody who was Chaisin Pipara, where does the Chiyuv to pay for the Mizonis of the Parah come from? Rav holds it comes from Leisachsim. It's nothing to do with the Dina Sheila. Because in the Dina Sheila, he didn't guarantee any Mizonis. And Rapapa says, no, it comes from the Dina Sheila. In the Dina Sheila, he's also guaranteeing the Mizonis of the Parah. So that's a local. So then already, Mike the Kasha falls away. Rob is not chaylik and Rapapa legabi, you know, dine shayla. In dine shayla, in a case where he's haka chayiv in mizaynus, let's say he said beferish he's mischayiv in the mizaynus of the par, then Rob might agree to Rapapa that it's mishas mashicha. Rob just holds it there. There doesn't happen to be a chayiv mizaynus midine shayla. The chayiv mizaynus is only mikarech v'yisur leisachsim shor b'dishay. So it's not midine shayla altogether. So maybe there's no start. There's no stira. Hakol ma'idim. To the extent that the Mizonis is from the Tanoya Shelo, everybody agrees to Rapapa that Mishas Mashiach is Chayiv Mizonis. Rav is not Chaylik in that Nekuda. Rav just holds that in the case of Chayisim Pipara, the Chayiv Mizonis has nothing to do with the Tanoya Shelo. He wasn't Mishayiv in the Mizonis of the Par. The Chayiv to give the Par Mizonis is only within Lesachshon Shabbatisha. So they look very good. The steer will disappear. But not everybody agrees to that, Taisus. We saw already a Rishon who holds that even in Rav, the Chayiv Lesachshon Shabbatisha is mikayach the sheela, not mikayach lisachim. That's not exactly a cause of lisachim. It's mikayach the tnoiya sheela. Anybody remember?
The
Ravid. The Rav learns that that's good from Shat and Esen Nesel Torah Filu Ba'alimah. What does Rav mean, Esen Nesel Torah Filu Ba'alimah? So Rashi tells you, it means Lotzos that you chayv Lotzos v'shamayim. That even when there's Kimmel Dravina, you still chayv Lotzos v'shamayim. The Rav says that it means something else. It means that even though that the Din Kimmel Dravina only applies to Chiyuvei HaTorah, but it doesn't apply to Chiyuvim that you obligated yourself. So here he obligated himself to pay the Parah. So that already doesn't have Kimmel Dravina. So it's according to the Rav, it's Mukhuch that Rav himself holds that the Chiyuv Mezonos over there is from the Tanoi HaSheva. And yet it's chal not mishas mishicha, but it's chal b'shas chasimah. So then it comes out of her steer in the sugyovia. The Agamar is mashma that if the chiyuv mezonos is mishas chasimah, then there's nothing to talk about chiyuv mezonos. And about it's only mishas amisa. How does that work with the Rav and the Lishna Kama? All right, we'll leave that with the tzarachiyah. Again, we have like a whole shiur over here without understanding anything. I don't know, but sometimes that's how it works. You know, just to see the tzarosa d'shmaitzah. Maybe after we understand more, maybe it'll change. We'll see. Okay, send the Gemara says weiter. All right, now I just want to do an overview of the sugya. Amar Rava, Hiniach Lam Avi and Parashula, Mishtam Shiba Kol Yemei Sheilasa. The Yorshim, they inherit the right to be, they inherit the Schusash to the Schusay Hashela. The Nesivos in Shin Mem Aleph says that it's talking about where even Mechayim, they were the Bnei Bayit. Ordinarily, a Shoyal can't give it to somebody else, and it's only Shepik Tony Biarachir, but the Bnei Bayit, there's an assumption that the Bnei Bayit are going to use it. So the Nesivos speaks out, how did the Yoshim have a right to be Mishtamish in the part? The Mashal, maybe the Mashal doesn't trust them. So he says, no, because even Mechayim, Shoyal, the Bnei Bayit were allowed to be Mishtamish. So he can't say any shape of the Arachim. So Mela, they're able to be Mishtamish. Okay. So the Mishtamish will call you Meshelosa, but Mesa and Chayov and Ainsa. But if the Parah died, they're not Chayav and Ainsin. So Rashi says, why they're not Chayav and Ainsin? Because they weren't Makabal Shmir. The Inu Lav Shoilim. They're not Shoilim. They have a right to be Mishtamish. That they didn't. Let's say in the Nesivos, they didn't lose the right to be mishtamish in the Sheila. But Chiyuv Sheila they don't have. Yeah, it's interesting, Allah. They're able to be mishtamish with the Parah, but they don't have any Chiyuv Sheila. The pastors wrote that it's the same case. They're mishtamish, but despite the fact that they're mishtamish, they don't have any Chiyuv Ains. The Rishayim here bring the sheet of the Rav Avest in the Bala Eshkel, who says that it's two different cases. They're mishtamish bo kol yimei shelosa, but if they're mishtamish bo, then they're chayav anoinsin. But if they're not mishtamish bo, then they're not chayav anoinsin. Meaning, if they just leave it alone, you know, in safe, you know, they don't touch it, then they're not chayav anoinsin. But the minute they start to use it, then about them are chayav themselves anoinsin. And the Rashi with other Rishonim, the Chayluk and this Eshkol, say the Pashup Shatting Vayis is the same case. The Mishdam Shemokolim Meishay Losa, and nonetheless, the Nachayim and Einsim. Right, this is Sugi B'Fnei Asma. We'll have to talk about that. That will come after everything else. Kisfurim Shalaviyimi V'Tvachu V'Yachalua. If they thought it's the fathers and they ate it, Mishalmed Beibosu B'Zoil. They only have to pay us Nene, but they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay. I guess since they're Nachayim and Einsim. Since they're not chayav and oinsin, so they don't have to pay b'teiras chiyav oinsin. Why don't they have to pay al mazik? Why don't they have to pay al ganav? We'll have to talk about it. Why don't they have a chiyav mazik? Why don't they have a chiyav ganav? Maybe they weren't mischayav and oinsin, but here's that not oinus. They were tavchul v'chalua. Why don't they say why don't they have a chiyav gneva? Who's excited that Einus that there's no gneiva b'shayug? What about me? What about Einus? What about Mazik? Or the Mu'ad La'olam? Okay, we'll have to see. Why is there no chiyuv Mazik over here? Hiniach Lam Avi Machayis Nechosim Chayovim L'Shalom. If the father left karka, so then they have to pay. So you get the Mas L'Areishi, you get the Mas L'Aseifa. Two lishanis. Mad the most matni la reisha the lishna kama. It's called shekain a sefer. If the chayim and oinsin, If he niach lemach, there's two lashonis. If the father left the machrayis, are they chayav anoisim? Which the kam holds, if the father left the machrayis, they chayav anoisim. If the chayav anoisim, the part of the chayav by tefachul v'chalua, if they shechlid, it's not less than anois. But ma'ad demastim last. So that's the kol shekhen haseifa, upligat der ha-papa, and that lashon is against her papa. Because the premise of that lashon is that mishas mashiach is chayav. So that's why if the father left nechasim, there's a chayav anoisim, because the chayav anoisim is chayav mishas mashiach. And mishas mashiach, the father was alive, so the karka became mishubit. Ma'ad demastim la-seifa, the lashon basar holds that aval ha-reisha loy, that in the reisha where there was anoisim, the karka doesn't help. Because the chayav, and that's v'hayna der ha-papa. Because the chayav anoisim is chayav mishas anoisim. So the chayis and chasim don't make a difference. By that point, the father is dead. So therefore, it's only in the seifa. By the seifa, where they were tefachul v'chalua, there the chayis and chasim matters. So why does the chayis and chasim matter by tefachul v'chalua? Same thing. The ma'aseh l'pshas, the pshia happened. The hezek happened after the father was dead. Why do the chayis and chasim matter? So Rashi is a strange thing that hoyelam lemeduk, yiboyelu lemeduk. So pella, what does that have to do with the chayis and chasim? If they're culpable because yiboyelu lemeduk. So what in the world does that do with their chayis nechasim? We'll have to think about that later. Taisus, another Yishanim say, it means that the father was pesheya by not telling them. So if it was nenas, nothing came out of that pesheya, it doesn't matter. But if they actually ate it, so they're eating it as a result of the father's pesheya. So the father should have told them. So if they're eating it as a result of the father's pesheya, then the father's nechasim are meshubah to that, to pay for that pesheya. Adkat. Okay, so let's go step back for a second. What do we have over here? We have, it comes out in Machlokes in this Gemara, whether the Chiyuv Einsin is Mishas Mishicha or the Chiyuv Einsin is Mishas Misa. The Lishna Kamo, and it's negated to two cases in the Gemara. The Gemara connects two cases. The Papa's case and Rava's case, but the Gemara says that they're totally Zebezeh. It's negated, first of all, to a Shaila Kimli Diramine. He was Shoilit B'chayil, but he Shechted it B'Shabbos. If there's a chiyuv einsin mishas mashicha, so mishas mashicha already had the chiyuv, so there's no kimli d'rabbanan. The papa says no, the chiyuv einsin happens mishas miso. The papa holds that mishas miso the chiyuv einsin happens. Mishas miso he was mechal Shabbos, so mele spotted. And it's the same shaila mishas mashicha or mishas sheila is neged to the issue of achayis nechasim. The father had nechasim. The father borrowed a parah, he had nechasim, the father died, now there's an einus. Mishnah Kama holds that even though the Yoshim per se don't have their own chiyuv einsin, they were never makabel einsin, but the father did have a chiyuv einsin. So if the chiyuv einsin is mishas mishicha, so then the father was alive, so the achray, the nechasim, and now meshubit for that chiyuv einsin. That's the Mishnah Kama of Rava, the leker ha-papa. And the Lishna Basra, which holds like a papa, Rava holds like a papa, and the Lishna Basra holds that the Chiyuv Einsin is Mishas Misa. So what does it matter? The father left the fire, Achrayis Nechasim. But the Chiyuv Einis didn't happen when the father was alive. The Chiyuv Einis happened when the father was dead, and the Yorshim don't have a Chiyuv Einis. So the fact that it happens to be conquered from the father is Lemaila V'Lemayrid. That's the basic outline of the Sugya. Right? Important not to get lost in the trees, to see the forest. That's the basic tzuras of the Shmaitza. The machlokes of Chiyuv Einsin is b'shas shicha or b'shas miso. The Lishna Kama of Rava holds it's b'shas mishicha. The Lishna Basra of Rava, likewise of Papa, hold that it's b'shas miso. It's a to the issue of Kimli D'Rabinei, that was Rava or Papa's case, and B to the issue of the Chiyuv Einsin, if there was a chayis mechasim from the father, but the Chiyuv Einsin happened by the b'shas v'chay haben. According to the Lishna Kama, so the nechasim are mishas mishicha is chayiv. So there is a chayis nechasim, and the nechasim have to. You can collect from the nechasim. And according to the Lishna Basra, the chiyuv einsin happens. There was no chiyuv b'chayiv. The only chiyuv is b'chayiv ben, and the ben doesn't have a chiyuv because he wasn't mekabel einsin. So in the middle, he's pot. The Rambam, as one might expect, the Rambam, as one might expect, Paskins away, that creates problems. The Rambam in the first issue, in the Kimli B'Rabbanei issue, the Rambam Paskins like a pup. that if he was he had a parashula and the tovcha b'shabbos. So the Rambam paskins that he's a potter. He's potter, like a papa. Kimli the Rambam. That implies that when is the chiyuv einson? B'shas mishich or b'shas misa? B'shas misa, like a papa. Okay, you have to have, I'm not putting on the board, you just have to have a mnemonic to remember. That's my mnemonic. The Mashiach comes before the Misa. So Lushna Kama holds totally in Shas Mashiach, Lushna Basra holds it totally in Shas Misa, and Papa and Basra start with Pop, Pei and Beis, I see it's Mokhat Mishafe, so you could always remember. That was a, just share with you the trade secrets. So the kitzur, the Rambam fastens like a papa that the chiyuv is b'shas b'shak, but as far as Kimli Rambam, he's concerned the chiyuv is b'shas misa. On the other hand, in the Rava's case, yinich lem aviyim parosh ulo, and then there was an einus. So the Rambam paskins that they're papa, but if there was a chayis nechasim, then it's chay. Then you collect the einus out of the chayis nechasim, like the lishna kama of a papa. Yes, the Magen Mishnah, it's a stira. The Gemara says beferish, the Lushna Kama of like the Lushna Kama of Rav. The fact of the Magen Mishnah, it's a stira. The Gemara says beferish. The Lushna Kama of Rav is the loiker of Papa. How can you pass him like a Papa and pass him like the Lushna Kama of Rav? Says the Kesef Mishnah. First he says, that the Rambam didn't have the girsa of the Haimad Rapapa and the Leiker Rapapa. The Rambam wasn't gurus in the Gemara, this clear that Rava and Rapapa are totally Zebazim. Alright, so that's like half the battle. But even if you're not gurus in the Gemara, but the Chorid is holy, isn't it the same issue? Mishas Mashiach or Mishas Misa? So the Kesef Mishnah adds another improvement. He says, no, the Rambam held in Sfar, it's also not holy. The issue of Kimli Rabbine and the issue of Achayis Nechosim are separate. Because he says, the Rambam held that there's a chiyuv achrayis mishas mishicher. Focus it beferish. Mishas mishicher is chayav yoin sero. But that chiyuv achrayis is only the chiyuv achrayis. Again, Rav Papa said ma'ud etayim mishas mishicher is chayav yoin sero. Kamash v'lo under the chiyuv einsin is mishas miso. That means that bepoil the chiyuv einsin is mishas miso. But bekoyach the chiyuv einsin is mishas mishicher. So when it comes to Kimli b'derabanei, what does it even mean? The chiyuv b'koyach is mishas mishicha, and b'poyel is mishas miso. The hischayvus is mishas mishicha. The mishas mishicha is mischayv and einsim. So you have the potential to have a chiyuv, you know, like he's mischayv. Well, we'll see in a minute what it means, maybe a little bit more what it means. So Shimon says it has for, we'll come to it in a second. But let's just right now, we can understand a little bit. But B'shas Mashicha, that's the B'koyach of the Chiyav Einsin, meaning that's where he's Mischayev. But the Chiyav B'poyel is only Chayel B'shas Do'ainus. So therefore, he says, therefore there's no connection. Rav Papa and Rav are not really connected. Rav Papa is talking about Kimli D'Ravane has to do with the Chiyav B'poyel. When the Maisi was the Chiyav Momen Chal. The chiyuv moment lemaisa was not chal v'shas mashicha. The einus hadn't happened yet. The chiyuv lemaisa happens when the einus happens, when the misa happens, and that's Shabbos. At that point, he's chayv misa. Then he has a chiyuv misa based in. So this kimli d'rabbanei, like a papa said, like the Rambam paskens. On the other hand, when it comes to the issue of a chayis nechosim, of the father's nechosim achroi to the einus that happened later by the children, that's totally in the chiyuv b'koyach. Lemaisa, the father was mischayv. There was the bekoyach, the chiyuv einsin was chal, and therefore the shiva nechosim is chal. And once the shiva nechosim is chal, so mimela you can collect later, even though the einus happens by the children, because the nechosim now are meshuba to the einus. That kind of Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is very brief. He says first the Ram is not goyres the connection, and he says the Ram held as far it's also not connected. The chiyuv bekoyach is mishas mishicha. The chiyuv bepoyel is mishas miso. So tzais. In Shimon Aleph Gimel says he doesn't understand the Kesef Mishnah. He says, what's a bigger paita? Kimli b'derabanei or being dead? What's more potter? Somebody who's chayim isa or somebody who's actually dead? I mean, I'm sort of paraphrasing. It's not his language, but to be dead is a bigger p'tur than to be chayim isa. Chayim isa is just a din. Kimuli drabine. Chayim misa, a person who actually is dead, avada has no. It doesn't mean not because it's more kimuli drabine, but it's just a more profound p'tur. Kimli Rabbani is a technical tour, you know, because he's chayim misa, so he's potter from moment. Being dead is potter because he's dead and there's nobody to be chayim. Nobody's home. Havara, that's a bigger potter. That's a bigger tour. He says lameisim chofshi. He doesn't have any chiyuv. Havara, he's not. That's it. He's not here anymore. So says the choice. How could it be? It's mamish ipcha mustabo. Person was in the case of a papa. In the case of a papa, he had a p'tur of kimli d'rabbanan, and that's enough to get off the hook. In the case of Rava, b'shas the oynes, he was dead, and that he's chayef for. How can being dead be more? How can a person who's dead have a bigger chiyuv than a person who's just chayef, than a person who is alive but he has kimli d'rabbanan? So that's basically the tzoyis of kashy. You also understand the case of Mishnah. So if Shimon. In the Shirim of Metzia, Simon Chavtes says.
Is Simon Chavtes maybe?
Oh, maybe I have it wrong. I have Chavtes Zayin. I don't have it with me. Okay, I don't know. When I sent it off, I thought I was looking at it, but. Maybe I copied it wrong. You didn't see it then?
I didn't see
Simon Chavtes. Oh, there's no Simon Chavtes in Metzia? I don't know. I saw it online. I'll check it out. Anyway, Chayyushim says, if Shimon says that it's not Shvet, he says two things. First of all, if Shimon says in general, if Shimon has this Yisrael a lot, that for Shiba Nechosim, all you need is the Siba Sachiv, you don't need the Chiyuv B'Payel. That's the Klavayim. Siba Sachiv, by the way, that's how he explains the Kesher Mishnah. The difference between the Koyach and the Payel, he says, means there's a difference between the Siba Sachiv and the Chaloy Sachiv. The Siba Sachiv, when a person was Mischayev in Einstein, and then the Ein happens, the Siba Sachiv was the Meshichah, when he was Mischayev in the Chiyuv Yashoyim, which includes the Chiyuv Einus. That's the Siba Sachiv. The reason why he's Chayev is the Hischayevus of the Shas Meshichah. But the actual Chaloy Sachiv B'Poyol happens with Shas Einus. Says Rav Shimon, for Achayis Nechosim, all you need is Siba Sachiv. Siva Sachiv is enough to make the Nechosim to be Meshavah the Nechosim. And he has a raya from a Nebuk Yosef in Baba Kama Chabbeis, famous Nebuk Yosef, by Isha Mishim Chitzov. The Nebuk Yosef says that if somebody, what happened in the following case? A guy was Zorak Chetz, and the Chetz now is traveling, and the Chetz is Karashirayim, and it rips somebody's clothing. But he died before the Chetz hit the clothing. But he left Achayis Nechosim. So it says in Miki Yosef, the Nechosim are Meshubad. Basically, he said, Yishim Yishim Chisuv, that everything happens in the Zrika, everything happens in the Hadlokas Ha'esh. It's all in the. It's a famous Miki Yosef. Miki Yosef asks, if Isha is Mishim Chitzov, so how can you light a light in Erev Shabbos? How can you light a candle in Erev Shabbos? The whole time the candle is burning. It's your Chetz, you're being Mechal Shabbos. Right, the Gemara is silent. Maybe we should step a step further back. Gemara itself has a machlokes. When you light a fire, is that odom amazik or is it mamon amazik? And we pass like a v'yechin, and it's odom amazik. That means your fire, when it goes and it burns, it's like it's your ma'isa. Asked in with Yosef, so if when your fire goes and burns, an hour later, it's still called your ma'isa. So if you set a fire, if you light a fire, and an hour later it's burning, and it's Shabbos, you should be mechal Shabbos. So every time you light Shabbos candles, you're being mechal Shabbos because yishim mishum chitzuv, and the candles are burning the whole time, and it's mishum chitzuv. It's called odom hamadlik. Says the Miki Yosef, it is called Odom Hamadik. It is your action, but the action happened when you lit the fire. When you light the candle in Erev Shabbos, in that Maisa Hadlaka is already implicit. Everything that comes later, all of the Havara that happens later, you did. But when did you do it? The Shasta Maisa Hadlaka, not later on when it burns. So when somebody sets fire to a building, so the whole lot burning of the building is Odom Hamazik. It's not Moment Hamazik, but the whole Odom Hamazik is in the moment of setting the fire, not later on as it continues to burn. Everything already is kolul in that initial moment. Says the Rukh Yosef, therefore Chiddush Din, that if somebody is Zayuk Chayitz, And as the chetz is traveling, he dies. And then the chetz goes and it's mazik. So it's called that he was mazik. And therefore, his nechos, not called that after he died, the hezek happened. It's called that he was mazik, because the act of the zrikas hachetz is everything is in the act of the zrikas hachetz, and meila his nechos and meshuba to the hezek. That's the nukiyasef. Esav Shimon, it's very nice. So it's all called his maisa. It's in that act of being zayik the chetz. The whole chiyuv is coming out of that. But lemaisa, when does the chiyuv happen? Bepoil the chiyuv happens bepoil of Adam when the begonim get torn. If the begonim, when somebody would pull the begonim away, would it be chayiv? Chayiv or not? The chiyuv happens when the begonim get torn. So the chiyuv bepoil, I mean, you get the sivus chiyuv was the zrikas chetz. The zrikas chetz, that was the whole mechayiv. What was mechayiv him was the zrikas chetz. And in his act of zrikas is that's what's mechayiv him in all the havar that happens later, all the havar b'shabbos that happens later, all the hezek that happens later. It's all coming out of his zrikas chetz. So that's the mechayiv. The zrikas chetz is the mechayiv for everything that happens later. But the chiyuv bepoil about it happens later. So hakli mechasim in the shubit. How do his nechasim become a shubit? But by the time the chiyuv actually is actualized, happens bepoil, he's already dead. Says Reb Shimon, you see from there that sibas achiyuv is enough to be in the shabbat and nechasim. So Meili says that the ksaisis kash is not really sure. He says like this, that when the fellow dies, the problem is being dead is not when the father died, and now there's an illness that happens by the children. So the issue that we have over here is, it's not a p'tur. He says being dead is not a p'tur. Being dead is that he's just dead. There's nobody to be chayef. You know, I said before, who's going to carry the chiyuv? So that's a din. Though the nechasim could carry the chiyuv. That's the idea of shiva nechasim. The nechasim could carry the chiyuv. But we have to be meshabed the nechasim. How could we meshabed the nechasim before the chiyuv happened? Says Reb Shimon, that's not sure. Sibas achiyuv is meshabed nechasim. So the nechasim became meshubed. Since b'shas meshicha, you already have the sibas achiyuv. The meshicha is like the zrikas achetz. It's the sibas achiyuv for the oinus that happens later. That's the idea of b'shas meshicha is chayiv. But that's the idea of the lishna kama. The sibas achiyuv is when b'shas the meshicha. So that's enough to be meshabed the nechasim. Now the nechasim carry the chiyuv. I don't care that he's dead, but the nechasim have the chiyuv. The chiyuv now is on the nechasim, and when the chiyuv is then realized b'payil b'shas da'inus, so the nechasim have the chiyuv. Vashenkin in the case of Rav Papa, in the case of Kimel Rabbinay is a p'tur. The p'tur is totally in the chal when the chiyuv has to be chal b'payil. When the chiyuv has to be chal b'payil, that's b'shas miso. B'shas da'inus. B'shas da'inus there was a Kimel b'Rabbinay, so Kimel b'Rabbinay prevents the chiyuv from being chal. That's Rav Shimon's masber the Kesef Mishnah. Hakaponim zachinu that the Rambam has a shita mechudeshes here in the sugya. The pashat of pshat in the sugya, our guess in the sugya, is that the two issues are linked. The issue of kimul rabbanei and the issue of shibud nechosim. It's haynohach, and if you hold that there's it's haynohach, and therefore the two lashonis of Rava are tied into Rapapa. Rapapa is like the lishna basra of Rava. And the Rambam had a different gifts in the Gemara. The Mishnah says the Rambam had a different gifts in the Gemara. And according to the Rambam, the issues are not linked. It's two different issues. Rav Papa is talking about the Chiyuv B'Poyel. Because Kimel Rabbanei has to do with the Chiyuv B'Poyel. The Chiyuv B'Poyel is Taka B'Shas Miso. Rav is only talking about the Chiyuv B'Koyach. Rav didn't mean that B'Poyel the Chiyuv is Chal B'Shas Meshicha. Rav agrees, like to Rav Papa, everybody agrees to Rav Papa, that the Chiyuv B'Poyel is B'Shas Miso. Rav is just saying, but the Chiyuv B'Koyach, That is b'shas the chiyuv b'koyach to the shoynus in Rava. But the first lashon Rava holds, which the kam Rava holds, that the chiyuv b'koyach is totally in the b'shas meshicha and shibud nechosim. It's enough to have the chiyuv b'koyach. One second. Yeah, it answers the problem in Rava by Chais and Pipar. The Agavuch, the point of Ram, the Kasha doesn't. The steer in Rava goes away. Okay, moving along. Yeah, you want to ask something?
If the case is that the Lishna Basra agrees that the Sibas Achiyuv is B'Shas Meshicha, then how could the Lishna Basra hold that Meis, the Yoshin Achayiv, to pay Einsin even if there's Nechassin from the father? Isn't that still negative Papa?
The Lishna Basra holds that if he died, then the Lishna Basra holds that the Yoshim are potter, even if there's a Chayis Nechosim, because the Lishna Basra holds that the Mashiach is not the Sivas Achiyuv. The Sivas Achiyuv is the Oinus itself, apparently. The Sivas Achiyuv is the Oinus itself.
The Lishna Basra still disagrees with
Why? Rav Papa just said that the chiyuv bepoil is b'shas mis. Everybody agrees to that. The machlok is the guy is the gabi sivus achiv. Rav Papa just said the chiyuv bepoil. Kim Rav is holding the chiyuv bepoil. Says Rav Papa, that's b'shas. That's not b'shas mishicha. That's b'shas misa. Hakol Moed, everybody agrees to that. Now we have two lashonos in Rava. What about the sivus achiv? The comment says the sivus achiv is b'shas mishicha, so that you can have a chayas nechosim. And the Lishna Basra says, no, the Sibas Achiv is also not B'shas Mashicha. Even the Sibas Achiv is only B'shas Aynas.
The way the Kesed Mishnah learned that, Papa,
right,
is that the Gemara agrees you went from Chiv Mazaynas to the Sibas Achiv is...
No, Rav Papa's not talking about Sibas Achiv. The Kesed Mishnah says there's no connection between... Rav Papa's just talking about the Chiv B'Poyel. Says Rav Papa, the Chiv B'Poyel is B'shas Misa. Nobody argues on that. Rav Papa's not addressing the Sibas Achiv. That's not important to Rav Papa. Rav Papa's only talking about Kimli Durabinit. Rav is talking about Achayis Nechosim. Achayis Nechosim is totally in the Sibas Achiv. When was he Mischayev? So that's Tula Shoinus. The Lishna Kama says he's Mischayev Bishas Mashiva in the Chiv Einsen. So you already have a Chiv, you have already Shiv Nechosim. It's like the Zrikas Achayis. And Lishna Basra apparently, oh, you don't even have that. It's not even like Zrikas Achayis. The Sibas Achiv is only Bishas Misa. Yeah, maybe that needs a Hezbel. Intuitively, we would think the Sibas Achiv was Taka Bishas Mashiva. That's when he was Mischayev himself in the Chiv Einsen. Yeah, what's the Nakuda here? According to the Rambam, why is Mishnah Basra Chayil? The Rambam might surpass like Mishnah Kama. Why is Mishnah Chayil and Svara? Mishnah Kama is right. If Sibas Achiv is not enough to be Mishav and Nechasim, so you really have a Sibas Achiv by Shas Mashicha. Why does Mishnah Basra think that even the Sibas Achiv is B'Shas Ayas? Yeah. No. Right now we're just getting started. Trying to just see the contours of the territory, the lay of the land. Now, then the Rambam L'chayra here is L'shitasa. Very, very beautifully. This is Gemara B'Metzia. Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah over there says in Tzadik Zayin with Aleph, let's say a guy borrowed a para. He made a deal like this. He has the para. Half a day b'sheila and half a day b'schiras. I don't know why they made this deal, but that's how they made the deal. He has the para. There must be some reason why this. Anyway, that's how it is. He has a chasiya b'sheila, chasiya b'schiras. And fine, so he's using this para, and they come home one day and they see the para is dead. With ba'inus. So now there's a din d'varim. When did the para die? Did it die during the hours of sheila? Did it die during the hours of Schiris? If it died during the hours of Shaila, it's Chayav and Eisen. If it died during the hours of Schiris, then as far as the Shaila is concerned, this Kilo gave it back. Now it's only Shaila and the Schiris. So then he's Potter, because by Schiris already Eisen is Potter. And the people look at the Shaila and has no idea. He says, any idea, I don't know what happened. So, Lemaisi is Potter. Tomorrow says he's Potter. It's a Shaila Bari B'Shema, because maybe the masker claims that he does know. But we hold Bari Vishem a lot, Bari Yodif, so Lemaisi is Potter. So the Rishonim speak out. Darius over there speaks out. This halacha like this. Let's say I say that I lent you money. And you say, any idea? I have no idea if you lent me money. So halacha, we say Bari Vishem a lot, Bari Yodif, you Potter. What, however, if I say to you, I lent you money, and you say, yeah, you did lend me money, I remember, but I don't remember if I paid you back. That's what any day in Paticha. So then already you're chayiv. Since there was a bad, there was a chiv, and a Suffolk tour, so the Suffolk tour is not mighty from the bad chiv. That's a klal, it's a dovah musk. So now, the Ramban over there in Vansi is done, he says, in this kind of case where the guy, the parah died, and we don't know if it died in the time of the Sheila or the time of the Shiras. So is that more doimah to any day in Hilvisani, in Ischayafti, or is it more doimah to any day in Praticha? Says the Ramban, it's totally in the Lushtakam and Lushtabasa Rav. In Svari, he says, it's totally in the Tulushainas of Rav. According to the Lushtakam of Rav, that the Chiyav Einsen happened, B'Shas Mashicha, that's when you miss Chayav in the Einsen. So when he barred the Parah, he for sure was Chayav in Einsen. He was Miss Chayav in Einsen. Because he has an absolute Chiyav Achrayas that he has to give the Parah back, or the Demeah Parah back, He has to give it back. He definitely had a chiyuv that even if it will be nenas, no matter what, he has to give back the shavis of the par. Now, he doesn't know if he... So he definitely has a chiyuv einson. That's for sure. He's chayav an einson. Now there's a suffolk if he satisfied that chiyuv. Maybe he did. And the shayla finished peacefully with that incident. And the einus that happened later was b'shas haschiris. It's not important. But then again, maybe he didn't. Maybe the einus happened while it was still shula, and he didn't satisfy his absolute his chayvus of the mishas she'ela that he's going to give the mea para back, at least the mea para back. So it should be like any day in Milvisani, and then he should be chayev. On the other hand, if you hold like Lushna Vazir or Papa, b'shas meshicha, there was no chiyuv einson. The chiyuv einson only happens b'shas misa. That's when the chiyuv einson is incurred. And here we don't know if it was incurred, because maybe the shayla passed with that incident, and the misa happened b'shas aschiris. So we don't know if there was ever a chiyuv, if the chiyuv einson ever happened. Says the Ramban that in the Chanami it's telling the two Lashonos of Rava, and the Gemara over there that says, well, the Mishnah really, but I interpret the Mishnah, but the way the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, but the Kai says that the Sugya over there that assumes that he's Potter, because I'm oversimplifying a little, it's not Muchach in the Mishnah, but in the Gemara it's Muchach that the din is that he's Potter. So says the Ramban, because that Gemara must be going like the Lashon of Basra. Which is a raya that we pass in like the Lishna Basra. That's what this says. The Ramban, the Rashba says the same thing. But that sugya that treats a case where we don't know when the illness happened. But moreover, it treats, it says that he's potter, because Bari B'Shem Allah Bari Yodif, and we say it's a suffolk, and it's a suffolk of his chayiv, and Bari B'Shem is not enough to be mighty from him, and I'm listening to Chavarel of a raya. That Gemara is assuming that it's a suffolk in the chiyuv, not a suffolk in the ptur. It's a suffolk in the chiyuv. Was there ever a chiyuv? If the einus happened when it was a b'shas she'ela, then there was a chiyuv. If the einus happened b'shas chiris, then there wasn't a chiyuv. The Gemara over there says that it's a v'gvar v'shem alav b'yodif, ha'mais in the chavar alav raya, and he's potter. But that Gemara apparently is going like Lishna Basra, that chiyuv einsin only happens b'shas einus. But according to the Lishna Kama, that chiyuv einsin happens b'shas she'ela, and he was for sure she'el, and he just fulfills the chiyuv einsin by giving the para oidomeha back. So there he had the chiyuv for sure. We don't know if he satisfied the chiyuv. He definitely barred the par. He definitely was mischayev in the einsin, and we don't know if he ever returned the par. If the yumei hashayla finished peacefully, and now we segued into the meyaschiris, so that's called that he gave the shayla back. But if the misa happened b'shas hashayla, and then he didn't give it back, so he definitely had a chiyuv einsin. We don't know if he satisfied it. That's a suffolk in the ptur. So according to Lishna Kama over there, he would be chayev. And in the Chanami, that Gemara is going with the Lishna Basra, and that love is like the Lishna Basra. Right, the Lecha Mishnah, that's the Ramban, both the Ramban and the Rashba over there in B'Metzia Tzadik Zayin. Yes, the Lecha Mishnah, that's the case, it's steering the Rama. Because the Rama Paskin is like the Lishna Kamarvo, that Mishas Mashicha is Chayav and Oinsin. And yet, the Rama brings that Gemara, that if it was half a day Shemir, half a day Mishchiris, and he doesn't know what happened, so he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Because it's any day in his Chayavti. It's the Lecha Mishnah, it's a steer in the Rama. So the answer is that the Rama is the Shitosa. That the Rama holds that even the Lishna Kamar Rava who says that the Chiv is Mishas She'ela, that just means the Sibas HaChiv is Mishas She'ela. But the Chiv of Pail is only Mishas Ha'inus, like your Papa. And therefore the Eini Deim Nischayavti is apparently totally down in the Sibas HaChiv. Sibas HaChiv is Mishab and Nechosim. But as far as any day mischayavti is concerned, that's still called any day mischayavti. Yeah, I had a sibus achiyuv, but I don't know if there was ever, if the chiyuv ever happened. What if a guy for sure that was zara chayt, but we don't know if he did anything? So is that called any day mischayavti or any day praticha? That's called any day mischayavti. Yeah, there was a sibus achiyuv, but we don't know if there was a chiyuv. There was a sibus achiyuv. There was a reason to be chayav, but we don't know if there was a chiyuv. So here also, mishash mishicha, there was a reason to be chayav, which is mishab and the chosim, like Rava says, in the Lishna Kama, like the Rama Paskins. But there was no chiyuv b'poil. The chiyuv b'poil is only b'shas oinus. Like Rabbi Kimli, the Rabbi Nei, the Rama Paskins, that the chiyuv oinus happens b'shas misa, not b'shas mashicha. So meilu who adin over there? It's called any day mischayavti, not any day in praticha. That's the answer, and the Rama lines up with Shitosin. The Ramban, Agirs in the Gemara, that Haimad Rapopo, Pligid Rapopo, the Ramban, who was coming from Agirs in the Gemara, that the Machlokes, the Tulashon, Lushtakam, and Lushna Bas, are not only arguing the Sibas Achiv, they're arguing in the Chiv Bepoil. Lushtakam holds the Chiv Bepoil happens Bashas Mashiach, even for Kimli Bidrabinet, the Loikir Rapopo. Says the Ramban, if you hold the Loikir up, if the Lushtakam is the Loikir Rapopo, that means Lushtakam holds that the Chiv Bepoil is Bashas Mashiach. That Bashas Mashiach, your mamish chayiv to pay, to give the thing back or to pay for it. And you have to pater yourself by giving it back. By the way, this gives also a bigger clarity in these two approaches altogether, how to understand what's going on. The Ramban's approach is, which is emerged from Agis and the Gemara, that Rava is linked to Rapapa, that the machlokes between the two Lashonis and Rava, Lushnacham and Lushnabasra, is not a machlokes about Sibas Achiv, it's a machlokes about the Chiv Bepoil. And the Lushnakama holds that the Chiv Bepoil is Bashas Mashicha. When you show you the Pura, you become a Chayiv to give back the par oidameho. When you give it back, you become potter. But b'shas meshicha, you mischayev to give back the par oidameho. The chiv einsin b'poil happens b'shas meshicha. And therefore, according to the Shtakam of Rava, it's the loiker apapa, and even the gabi kimel d'ramene, even if later on you'll be toyveich b'shabbos. But you have a chiv b'shas meshicha to give back the par oidameho, you have to give it back. I don't care that you're toyveich b'shabbos, but your chiv happened before Shabbos. And who then, if there's some suffix, did you give it back or not? So that's called Eimei Deim in Parachicha, not called Eimei Deschayavti. You don't know if there was Oinus B'Shash Shela or there wasn't Oinus B'Shash Shela. So that's called Eimei Deim Parachicha. That's the Ramban. And the Rambam holds that the Chiyuv Poil is Avada B'Shash, not B'Shash Oinsin. Like a Papa, nobody's Chayuk on that. The Machaikas Robin, the Machtul Shoinus, the Machaikas Lishnakam, Lishnabasra, is only the Abashiv and the Chosim, where it's enough to have Sibas Achiv, Zrikas Chaitis, Meshav and the Chosim. Now, the Sibas Achiv, that's the Machlokes Lushtakam and Lushtabasra, is the Sibas Achiv of the Mashiach, or is the Sibas Achiv of the Misa? But the Chiv Bepoil is about the Misa, is about the Oinus itself. The Chiv Bepoil happens B'Shas Oinus. So, Mele Gabi Kimel Yerabine, if it died on Shabbos, you were Tavech on Shabbos, about it is Kimel Yerabine. And the Gabi the Gemara in Bometzia, where you don't know, you should show you the Parah, and you don't know, maybe you gave it back B'Shalom, or maybe Itaka died B'Oinus. So, you don't know the case, Chatzia. So, according to the Ramah, that's called Eini Adei on Lulisani, Eini Adei is Chayavti. We don't know if there was a chiyuv at all, because the Mashiach was never a chayiv, just a sibas achiyuv. It's like you were zorik chaytz, you don't know if it tore anything. That's called any day in chayav. That's not called any day in paticha. So you had a zukas chaytz, you were moshechid. So you had a sibas achiyuv, but the chiyuv apol may never have happened. The chiyuv apol is totally in the chiyuv apol is avada like a papa said. The chiyuv apol is totally in the shasa einus. Demus le deritva. Over there, Mamasi is chaylik on the Rabban and the Rashba, and Itaka says that it's not totally in Lishnakama and Lishnabas. Even according to Lishnakama of Rava, it's still called Eini Adeya im Hilbisani. Eini Adeya is chayafti. The Ritva says it has, but not so clear what the Ritva means. Maybe this is what he means. The Ritva says that even according to Lishnakama, that Mishas Mashiach is chayiv, lav the mechayiv chiyuv gomer la'alta. So maybe this is, that's clear what the ritual means. It works l'mafreya. What does that mean? Maybe this is what it means. But there's a sibas achiyuv. We'll see. We'll come back to the ritual because it's not so posh. The ritual might be a third shita. But a kapanim we have here, but the Rambam, shtims very well. The Rambam shtims. We're seeing now the outlines that there's a consistent shita here of the Rambam, how to learn the Lishnakam and Lishnabasra of Allah, and on the other hand, a consistent shita of the Ramban against it. Okay, I think we have to stop here. Yeah.